We begin today with tennis, and world number 4, Petra Kvitova, has got her season off to a good start, beating Yingying Duan in the first round of China's Shenzhen Open on Monday. Kvitova made light work of the local player, achieving a 6-3, 6-1 victory in just an hour to set up a second round clash with compatriot Tereza Smitkova. Speaking about her overall targets for the season, Kvitova says she'd like to match last year's triumph at Wimbledon, her second, and that reaching first place in the world rankings isn't a priority.
I'd like to win another Grand Slam title. I know how hard it is. After my first one, it took me a long time to achieve a second. I hope the next wait is not so long. Maybe it's better that I'm not focused on becoming number one. It reflects results over the season, but I'm more focused on my game. For me, winning a Grand Slam tournament is a bigger achievement.
Staying with tennis, and the Czech team won their opening tie at the mixed Hopman Cup event in Australia's Perth, when Lucia Shafashova and Adam Pavlasek overcame a Canadian pairing on Sunday. The Czechs next take on Italy on Tuesday. Czech ice hockey star Jaromír Jágr has become the oldest ever player to bag a hat-trick in the history of the NHL. Just over a month short of his 43rd birthday, the right wing found the net 3 times in New Jersey's 5-2 win over Philadelphia on Saturday, breaking the previous age record held by Gordie Howe. Jágr joked afterwards that he liked scoring goals, but didn't want to be the oldest. Roman Koudelka came 10th in the third event of the Four Hills tournament at Innsbruck. The Czech had come fourth in qualification, but said intermittent crosswinds made the going tough during Sunday's final.
The jumps went well and I was satisfied with them, but unfortunately the weather didn't do us any favours at all. If the conditions for me had been the same as for Freitag, I would also have made 132 metres.
Germany's Richard Freitag came first in Innsbruck and is fifth overall. Austrian Stepan Kraft is first overall with one stage of the Four Hills remaining, while Czech Roman Koudelka lies in ninth. Sparta Prague may be a dominant force in Czech soccer, but their books will not be the envy of other clubs. It's just been revealed that the defending champions recorded a loss of 140 million crowns last season. However, that still represents an improvement on the financial results for the previous 2 seasons. In fact, Sparta have only recorded a profit in 1 season since being bought by wealthy businessman Daniel Kratinsky in 2004. That's all the sport for today.